Today is Thursday, September 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Paw Paw Day. It's also Talk Like a Pirate Day, arg! And finally, it's National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Yuck. I know I say that. I know that I've said this before, but butterscotch, first of all, pudding on its own is something that I don't really eat at this point in my life. I have pudding in the refrigerator. I do. I have pudding in the refrigerator. It's because Jell-O makes a sugar-free, low-calorie pudding that occasionally I will use as a dessert when I'm trying to save calories, but I want something sweet. So I do that. I don't want to besmirch pudding. And I like pudding, but I like it in things. Like, custard is basically pudding, right? So any kind of custard, chocolate custard, vanilla custard, butterscotch custard, all of those things, they are pudding. So I like pudding, but the reason I like them in the custard form, which is really the same form, is because generally custard is a part of a larger dessert. So you will have a pie that has a custard filling. You will have a donut with custard in the middle, a tart with a custard filling. So you have other things. You have pastry, you have a dough, you have some sort of other. I need something else. As we know, I'm a crunch person. I need multiple textures. And the fact that pudding is just like one texture is the problem. So I don't have a problem theologically with pudding. It's just, I would prefer it to be a part of a dessert and not just the dessert on its own, is what I'm saying. And Pawpaw, we already talked about. A lot of my cousins referred to my grandfather when he was alive as Pawpaw. I called him Grandpa because I'm sane. But that's neither here nor there. I got a text message from my best friend, Daniel Brewer, today. Are we too old to call each other best friends? I'm 46, he's 57. I feel like it's at a certain point in your, oh my God, are you my best friend? But anyway, regardless, my very good friend, Daniel Brewer, my bestest friend in the whole wide world, I got a text from him and it just says, you should make puto. And I was, occasionally he will text me and he's listening to the podcast and he's responding to the podcast. And A, I have no idea what I talk about each day. It completely erases from my mind the moment that I say, you know, the moment that I stop the recording, edit, and post it to the website. It pretty much leaves, as you guys know, because I will repeat things over and over and over again because I will forget that I have covered something. And so he texts me. I'm like, puto? What the hell is? And so I Googled it, and because it's just not a word that I was thinking. It's a Filipino dessert. But my mind went somewhere completely different because I was thinking, well, I know I talked about some new project for like a mobile app. You know, I was thinking about learning how to write a mobile app just for fun, just not necessarily to make any money or anything like that. Just another project. I finished with my pie dog and it's like, what can I do now? Because I'm certainly not busy enough. Let's take on another hobby or another project. Let's not do the thing you need to do, which is fix the script that downloads the voicemails. Let's just do something completely different that is totally unrelated to anything that you need to do. Because that's what my ADD... Oh, I'm so sleepy. That's what my ADD brain will do. It's just like, oh, squirrel, squirrel. Oh, here's another thing you can work on. Oh, squirrel, here's another thing you can learn, etc. So I was thinking, Puto, is that some app that you're saying I should write? Anyway, it's a Filipino dessert, and I have made a note that that's a possibility, but I've had that before. And there are a couple of other desserts that I would rather make than that. It's not a very sweet thing at all. It's almost like a, it's not cornbread, but it's almost, it's a savory sweet thing. It's not, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I want to make that, but regardless. So we do have a couple of text messages here. Mel says, hi, Adam, just listened to the most recent episode and wanted to send a link to the Arkansas Department of State election site. Otherwise, you'll be forced to give a provisional ballot. Good luck. And I don't think the link was included. I'm looking for there was, for whatever reason, if you included the link was stripped out. There is no link. So thank you. A provisional ballot. So I'm thinking I'm just going to go to the courthouse. And because I don't want to, I don't trust mailing it in. My printer does not work very well. And I tried to print out the form and it didn't work very well. But I'm interested in what you're saying about this provisional ballot. You should call in or write and let me know. The Arkansas Department of State election site. So Arkansas Department of State. So you're saying I need to fill out the thing there, otherwise it'll be provisional? Arkansas. I'm just going to look at this. Arkansas Department of State election site. Elections. So register to vote. And rules for registration, ethics, blah, blah, blah. Why did it not? I want to register to vote. Click here for statewide list of polling locations, voter registration application. They have a PDF here. Voting in Arkansas. Your precinct is determined by where you live, and polling site is assigned by your county election commission. Most local newspapers publish a list of polling sites within a few days of an election. If you received a voter ID card from your county clerk, it may show your precinct. You can also find your location online at voterview.org. Depending on the title, I don't want to vote early, provisional voting. If you are registered to vote, but your name does not appear on the precinct voter registration list, or if you are unable to comply with identification requirements, you might have the right to cast a provisional ballot after signing an affirmation that you are a registered voter in the county and are eligible to vote. If your vote is challenged by a poll watcher, you have the right to cast a provisional ballot that will be set aside by the election officials in a special envelope until the election commission determines whether the ballot may be counted. If you move to a new address within your current precinct, you might have the right to vote in that precinct after filling out a change of address form. It doesn't really say. I mean, I don't provisional. Yeah, I think request for a voter registration application, I can request that and it'll, I guess, email it to me. No, I guess they'll mail it to me. I'm just going to go to the courthouse. For sure, if I go to the courthouse, I will be able to register to vote. I have an ID with my name on it. I have a driver's license. I also have other things. I wonder if they need like a some sort of bill with my name on it as well. I don't know. I need to look at this. But anyway, I'm planning on going either Thursday or Friday. At the worst case, like Tuesday of next week. Which it seems kind of random, but Monday and Wednesday I'm in the office, so and my office is not close to the courthouse that I need to go to register. But I'll feel more comfortable if I just do it in person. Because then I can talk to someone, I can fill something out, They can probably hand me the registration card right there with my name on it so that when I go to vote, I can present the registration card and all that kind of good bullshit. It's not going to matter because Arkansas is going to vote for Trump. And I am not going to vote for Trump, so it's not going to be a huge... I'm not going to make much of a difference, but I am 100% for sure going to vote. Like, 100% sure going to vote. Just looking to see if we had any voicemails. We do not. We do not. All right, well, just another day. We are, like I think I said at the end of the episode yesterday, we are keeping my parents' dog, Tabitha. Oh my God, she is such a needy dog. She still pees when she gets too excited, but luckily now she pretty much only pees when she first gets here. And then once she's here and she's used to Mark and I and Sydney and the structure of it all, she stops peeing. But when my mom brought her in, oh my God, I was so irritated. I probably told you guys about this already, but I don't remember, so I'll just briefly touch on it because I don't have anything else to talk about anyway. My mom, I texted my parents and said, "Hey, I'm at home. You can bring Tabitha whenever you want, but please text me beforehand so I can make sure I'm downstairs because otherwise I won't hear the doorbell because there's not a doorbell upstairs. There's not the little doorbell speaker or whatever. And the speaker is kind of quiet and it's not near the staircase at all to the upstairs. And so I don't hear the doorbell when it rings." And my mom said, "Okay, we're probably going to be there between like 4 and 4:30. Well, I had a meeting from 4:30 to 5 that I needed to actively participate in. It's not one of those meetings where I can just sit there on mute and do file my nails or something. Like, I actually had to actively participate in this meeting. So I texted back and said, "Oh, by the way, I have a meeting from 4:30 to 5, so do not come between 4:30 and 5. You need to come either between 4 and 4:30, like you said, or after 5 o'clock. No response from them at all. I get on this meeting at 4:30. 4:35, guess who shows up at my door? My parents with Tabitha. I'm literally talking on the meeting when my parents show up. Tabitha comes in. I'm so irritated. I have to go open the door because they don't have a key. And I open the door. I'm like, "Hold on, guys." Because literally they had to pause the meeting for me to go let my parents in. And I open the door. I'm like, "Mom, I told you guys not to come during this time. I have a meeting." And Tabitha starts peeing immediately. And I'm trying to, I was so irritated. I was like, "Don't worry, honey. We'll get her all set up. We understand you have a meeting. I guess we didn't see the text or whatever." So I go back to the meeting. I couldn't even give them a hug or anything because I was in a meeting. But Tabitha has kind of settled in. She is so needy. I sit down to use the bathroom and she's practically licking my balls. She's not. I do not allow that. I have to push her away violently because she is all up in my business. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.